Tanya Marco is the executive director of AdvoCap. She joins us here in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a nice drive. You said you came up from Oakfield. That's where you call home. So
I did. It was a beautiful drive this morning.
That's good.
All the fall colors are changing, which makes it gorgeous.
To have as much field corn as we do across the way?
We do, yes.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about AdvoCap. How long has it been around?
So AdvoCap has been around since 1966. In a couple years, we're going to be celebrating our 60th anniversary. So we've been serving our community and low-income people for that long.
Now, you serve multiple counties, right?
Correct. We serve Fond du Lac, Winnebago, and Green Lake County.
Okay. What kind of services do you provide?
We provide a lot of services. You know, we're focused on low-income individuals and helping them overcome barriers to help them become more self-sufficient and getting out of poverty. We have services from business and workforce development. We provide affordable housing, homeless prevention services, volunteer services, weatherization. A lot of different programs. Head Start is a huge program here in Ripon. We have a classroom at the Early Learning Center serving three-year-olds.
I understand that you recently gave a presentation to the Rotary Club here.
I did. It was a great group of individuals. We talked a lot about the programs that we served. We talked a lot about our homeless population and, you know, kind of embracing that topic and how we can, as a community, kind of overcome that crisis.
How are we doing with that?
Well, as a nation, it's a hot topic. We really need to look at developing additional housing, affordable housing. A lot of our homeless population right now are actually elderly. They only live on Social Security. And with the 40% or so increase in rent, they can't afford it. They can no longer afford to live in their houses. So they're forced to leave. And if they don't have family to help them with housing, they're on the streets. And so that's what we're seeing right now is a lot of the increase in our homeless population.
And how can AdvoCap help them out?
So we're going to advocate, for one. Mm-hmm. We're going to advocate on their behalf. Just informing the community, you know, and talking about their situations. They're not drug addicts. They are not lazy. You know, kind of helping the community understand why they're homeless and then embracing that and then helping them. We as a community are really only as good as our most vulnerable individuals and their stability. So if you think, I often think about it as like in a coaching situation, you know, you want to coach to your entire team, you know, not just one player or two players or just a handful of your couple of your best players. You want to coach to your entire team. So that's what we as a community need to embrace. Like we need to embrace them and wrap our arms around them and lift them up, because if they do better, our entire community will do better.
We're coming up on the time of year when you're actually talking about warming shelters and places where the homeless can go.
Yes. So I think a lot of the homeless or the warming shelters, the one specifically in Fond du Lac, will be opening November 1st. Last night was a cold night, so a lot of those individuals were pretty cold on the streets. Having those warming shelters is definitely an option, and it's a good option. It gets them warm in the nighttime and gives them a good night's sleep. But then what do they do during the day? So AdvoCap is actually looking at opening an opportunity center at our Fond du Lac office and working with individuals that want to come in during the day. A lot of them have barriers. Some of them may not be able to read. Some of them may not have access to a computer to apply for services that they don't even know about. Mail isn't a barrier to low-income homeless population. So we're going to put in mailboxes for them so that they have an opportunity to receive mail. You can't get benefits if you don't have an address to send that paperwork to. So we're trying to work with our community partners, the city of Fond du Lac, and opening up that opportunity center to give them some more options during the day.
A question I asked as we were prepping a little bit here, where are you located in Fond du Lac?
So the AdvoCap administrative office is on 1st and Macy Street in Fond du Lac.
Okay. Didn't they just recently open some kind of a shelter in Fond du Lac?
Yes. So Holy Family Church opened a 35-bed warming center or warming shelter on 1st and Mar, actually. So just down the street from us.
It's like Catherine Drexel, I believe?
Catherine Drexel is different. So that is a full-day shelter for homeless individuals. Mm-hmm. The Holy Catholic is just a warming shelter. So they go from November 1st through the winter months, and then they close during the summer. And it's only open during the nighttime. So during the day, the homeless individuals then have nowhere to go.
All right. It's going to seem like a simple question, but if you're homeless, how do you find out about these shelters?
Well, that's where word of mouth is important. And then our community outreach. So St. Catherine Drexel Center, they do a lot of community outreach where they actually go into the community and then talk to those folks. Yeah.
Okay. Another issue, another big issue across the nation has to do with child care. Now, I understand you're starting something a little bit different.
Yes. So it is, as far as I know, the only child care incubator in the nation. So we're working on developing fund development right now, fundraising for this piece. But we purchased a property in Oshkosh on Jackson Street, and we're going to construct a child care incubator. And people are like, well, what is a child care incubator? So if you think about it just as even like a business incubator, it's small, it's starting small child care businesses with the intention to grow them, develop them so that they can go out and open their own child care center one day. But providing them a safe and affordable place to develop their child care business and then grow them and then get them out in their own center one day.
So I guess they would start small then.
Yes. So it would be like more in-home child care rules. Mm-hmm. So we had received a grant a couple years ago. It's called the Quest Grant. And the governor asked us to develop in-home child care, grow in-home child care. Well, we serve low-income individuals. A lot of those individuals rent in apartments, so they can't really provide licensed child care there, or their homes need significant repairs mm-hmm. to get them to be licensed. So there's a barrier there for low-income people to provide in-home child care. This takes that piece out. So they can rent this space, much like a hairdresser rents space in a booth or something like that, where they can have their own clients come in, they can do their own services. It's similar to that. So these businesses would come in, provide child care in this licensed facility, and then go home at night. So they're, you know, they're still providing child care in this facility, but it's in-home child care rules.
All right. So if somebody is interested in that, how do they get the ball rolling?
So they would have to call our business development director, Kathy Doyle. They can contact her at 920-922-7760. And we can get the ball rolling as far as business plans, what makes sense, how many children, licensure, training, development, insurance, making sure that you can get all of those things kind of checked off.
So is there some kind of fee attached to using the incubator then?
So the child care incubator isn't quite up and running yet. Mm-hmm. We have, through child care resource and referral, over 60 individuals that are actually interested in coming into the child care incubator. So there would be an application process through this. And then we would provide all of that training and development to start your business.
Okay, so you have 60 that are interested.
Mm-hmm.
How many are going to actually get to use the incubator?
Well, so the current model only has 4 incubators, but we could do multiple shifts. So I actually was thinking of targeting some of the third shift childcare towards students like at UW Oshkosh, where they have an interest in like maybe teaching. They want to teach or something. We could actually develop a small business around them, and then they could provide childcare on a second or third shift time frame as well. So they would graduate with not only their teaching degree, but a small business owner as well.
Wow. Sounds like a great idea.
Thank you.
So a waiting list then?
Yeah. So far, I mean, we have, you know, like I said, those 60 individuals that are interested. We would have to have an application process, and then we would have to weed through that to, you know, put in the most successful and eligible individuals in that, in the incubator. Yeah, it's going to be quite the process. Well, I'm almost thinking we need to triple our incubator size already.
Well, I hate to say it, but, you know, if they're an aspiring business, you want them to be successful.
Absolutely.
So,
and we would love to grow them in the incubator and then eventually get them out into their own center. And because we have USDA money, we have SBA loan money, we can help them with that, those startup costs as well.
Okay. The things that we've been discussing, how do people find out more about that? You gave out a phone number already.
Yep.
So
we do have a website. It is www.advocap.org. And on there are telephone numbers, office locations, program directors, information, all the good stuff.
And all the programs. So
yes, yeah. All of our programs.
All right. So I didn't ask you this at the beginning, but how long have you been the executive director for AdvoCap?
I have been the ED for almost 3 years, but prior to that, I was the finance director for 13 years. So I've been with AdvoCap for almost 16 years.
It's like the farm system in baseball, right?
Yes, yes. Grow them strong and grow them on up.
Bring you up to the bigs.
Yep, so, for sure. So I enjoy it, though. I love it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to have you back.
Yes.
If you want to bring some people with you from time to time.
I will.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tanya. Tanya Marco, who's the executive director of AdvoCap, joining us this morning.